Welcome. Today, we're discussing the M4 Mac Mini. This tiny tech marvel has been making waves, and after 2 months of rigorous testing, it's safe to say it's impressive.
2 months? That's a good amount of time to get to know a device. What stands out the most?
It's the sheer value for the price, especially the base model. This thing is smaller than ever, fits in the palm of your hand. It's like a shrunken Mac Studio. You get a powerful M4 chip, 16 gigabytes of RAM, a welcome upgrade from the previous 8 gigabytes, and it runs silently, perfect for everyday tasks.
So it's a powerhouse in a small package. Did you encounter any limitations during your 2 months with it?
Honestly, not many. It handles 4K video editing in Final Cut Pro pretty well, though there's a tiny delay when trimming footage. But it really struggled when I tried video editing, screen recording, and magnetic masking simultaneously. That's a very specific power user scenario, but it shows its limits.
I see, interesting. So you pushed it to its absolute limit. But how does it compare to, say, the Mac Studio, especially considering you've been using the Mac Mini as your primary machine?
Great question. I've actually edited my last few videos entirely on this M4 Mac Mini. Sure, there were those minor Final Cut Pro hiccups I mentioned, but overall, it's been a fantastic replacement for my M1 Max Mac Studio. Not as powerful on paper, but in real-world usage, surprisingly comparable. I'm going to keep using it as my main desktop to see how it holds up long-term.
Wow, that's a big statement, replacing a Mac Studio with a Mac Mini? But what about upgrades? Aren't they expensive with Apple products?
Oh boy, the upgrade prices are a huge downside. A 2TB SSD upgrade costs a whopping $800. You could buy a high-end 2TB SSD separately for under $200. The RAM upgrades are equally exorbitant. The only reasonable upgrade is the 10GB Ethernet, and even that's a bit pricey.
So what's the workaround? Are there any cost-effective solutions?
Absolutely. If you need more storage, get an external SSD and keep it permanently connected. The Mac Mini is stationary, so it's not a big deal. For 10GB Ethernet, if you really need it, the built-in upgrade is the best option. Unfortunately, you're stuck with the RAM configuration you choose initially. But honestly, the base 16GB is sufficient for most users.
Got it. So, avoid those internal upgrades like the plague. What about buying a refurbished older model, like the M2 Mac Mini? Could that be a cost-effective alternative?
With the base M4 Mac Mini now having 16GB of RAM, the older models are less appealing. Plus, the M4 Mac Mini goes on sale frequently, making it hard to resist. It's even competitive with similarly priced Windows PCs.
So it seems like the base M4 Mac Mini is the sweet spot. Final thoughts?
It's the best value Mac I've tested. Phenomenal performance in a tiny, cute package, perfect for families or anyone on a budget. Just avoid those pricey internal upgrades. It's truly a game changer in the Mac lineup. And that's all for today's discussion on the M4 Mac Mini. Let us know what you think in the comments. See you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.